Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. In the market for a do-it-all green and yellow muscle machine, well, look no further than P&K equipment. At the John Deere 5085E utility tractors, these 85 horsepower tractors are tough, versatile, and full of capability. Right now, all in stock. Remaining 5085E tractors at P&K priced just $44,900. Stop by one of our 10 locations to check them out, or visit us online at pnkequipment.com. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/27/17. Includes retail bonus and special P&K discounts. Residency and other restrictions apply. Model availability may vary. See P&K for details.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hard-bred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Cattle futures closed strong here, up 60 to 85 cents on the feeder cattle. Live cattle were even stronger, up $1 to $1.40. It's quite an impressive rally here for the live cattle. October actually closed up 127 at 107.55. Back to where we've been the last 3 days in terms of the high. A lot of technical traders looking for it to go back to that 110.70, which is the 50-day moving average. And we're still, what, $3 away from that at this time. On the feeder cattle, 148.80 here. Some of the months did go just above 150. October went as high as 150.25. November's 150.42. Did have some box beef trade here at midday. We were slightly lower, 7 lower on choice, $1.49 lower on select. That put choice at 190.72. The Fed Cattle Exchange had 128 head sale at an average price of 104.75. The feeder cattle index is 148.97, down 4. But overall, the technicals here are kind of coming together and putting this market into a little bit of a positive tone here going forward with this strong midweek rally. The stock market today is slightly higher. It's up 8 in the Dow. Bonds are down 12. Crude oil's up nearly $1.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets today were up a penny in the corn. Beans were up 11 cents, and in the wheat 2 to 3 cents higher. We did have an overnight sale of 167,000 metric tons of beans down to Mexico. So that started the day off pretty strong here. And then the NOPA crush report was 137 million bushels, where last year it was 131.8. So the bean demand, even at these relatively high levels, is still really strong here. The expectations for that were between 133 and 144, so right in the middle of the range on the bean demand. And that was a mid-morning report that really provided some strength here mid-morning, and that's the reason why beans were up 11. Also affecting the grains today was the U.S. dollar up 61 at 92.46. And in the last few days for cotton have been very volatile. Today we ended up about 20 cents higher. Nearly 100 points off the lows and about 600 points off the highs from the other day. Yesterday's USDA report, which showed a 21.8 million bale total production number, was pretty good number, and therefore we were really down weak yesterday, down the limit actually. They expanded the limits to 4 cents, didn't even come close to hitting that this morning. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.